You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop the biggest selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the Team Shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium. It's open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. In a little bit, we're going to have a discussion with Josh Kendall, who covers the University of South Carolina. He's their beat writer for the state newspaper in Columbia. Going to get his thoughts on Jadeveon Clowney's Pro Day, which he covered today. You've heard our mock drafts. You heard Nathan Zagura just tell you a short while ago in his scenario, he's got Clowney coming to the Browns at number four. And I think, you know, this is a fascinating discussion because of what Clowney represents. So much athleticism, so much explosive ability, and yet so many questions about how much of that are you going to get, and are you going to get enough of it to allow this guy to A, realize his potential, while B, helping your team win. And it really should be reverse order. Does he help your team win regardless of what accolades he gets? But the presumption is if he's winning accolades, he's helping you win at the same time. I'll tell you what I like if he were to be available to the Browns, which I don't think in my scenario he is, but that you've got a locker room with guys like Carlos Dansby here, with guys like Dante Whitney here.
Sure.
I think having those veterans is a key thing, but we'll get into more of that later.
Getting paid to play is a key thing.
How you handle that.
Yes.
How you handle that. All right, we're joined right now by Josh Kendall. He is the South Carolina beat writer for the state newspaper in Columbia, South Carolina. Josh, you were at the pro day today of Jadeveon Clowney. Give me some of your observations.
Well, I thought he had a really good day. I'm not sure he surprised anybody with how athletic he is, because I think everybody knew that. But it was a hot day. They put him through a lot of drills. He seemed to go full speed through most of them. Didn't show any fatigue, which some of his teammates did. One of his defensive line teammates really did. So I thought it was good in comparison there. They put him through linebacker drills. I think a lot of people, particularly near the top of the draft, think he might be a 3-4 outside linebacker, so they did some of that. I think he really impressed Teddy Bruschi, who was here and who played that outside linebacker position for Romeo Crennel, who the Texans DC was really pretty blown away with how good he looked, how smooth he looked in space, and said he can play that position no problem. So I thought, all in all, Jadeveon had a really good day for himself.
What do you think of the people who say that Jadeveon Clowney doesn't have the work ethic of a guy worthy of being picked at the top?
Well, whether or not it's worthy of being picked at the top, I don't know. I do think that the work ethic questions are fair. I don't think that we've sort of come full circle on this work ethic thing, where all of a sudden I hear people saying it's a smoke screen. Donovan McNabb said today it's a smoke screen. You've heard people say it's made up. Well, it's not made up. It's not like somebody woke up one morning and said, I wonder if this kid's got a good work ethic or not. We saw evidence throughout, from the beginning of the season to the end, not evidence necessarily, but we saw things that were red flags from the beginning of the season, midpoint of the season, maybe less toward the end of the season. But I understand why people have these questions. I'm not saying it's going to be a problem. I think that he was in a really unique and in some ways difficult situation as his junior year, but it's a legitimate question to ask.
Well, Josh, the biggest thing, and you cover this team, is how do you explain the discrepancy in this dominant performer of two seasons ago and the one who last season was thought to be preserving his body, making sure he would be healthy enough to get a big, fat rookie contract in the National Football League? How much validity do you give to that?
I think there are a lot of explanations for it. I think that what he and his coaches say, that he was double-teamed a lot, is absolutely true. He was not double-teamed every play, though. Did teams scheme against him? There's no question. When the one team that you saw really try to take him on was Tennessee, and for the first 20 minutes of that game, he wrecked them. I think he had three tackles for loss in 20 minutes. They, at that point, abandoned that strategy and went back to what more people were doing, which was running away from him, double-teaming him, et cetera, giving him a little bit more attention. But also, the fact that he comes out against North Carolina and is really, really dog-tired, and they run an up-tempo offense. But Clowney was just gassed. It seemed pretty clear. Maybe he had some food poisoning or some stomach issues, but he looked like a guy who hadn't done the off-season work to get himself ready for that game. the Kentucky game that he sits out and surprises his head coaches. So it's not just one thing, and it's not all because he dogged it, but I think it's a lot of things.
If we can take that question out of the equation when it comes to the NFL, is he one of the most dominant, if not the most dominant, defensive player you've seen in your time covering down there, and do you think he should be the top pick in this draft?
I do, and I think even with that question, you've got to take him with the top pick at the draft. It's such a position of need in the NFL. It's such a vital position in today's game, and he plays it so well. Even when the junior season, when you're talking about when there were a lot of questions about how much he was given, he was still a very disruptive force. As a sophomore, what you saw with the 13 sacks, I mean, he is certainly a guy that can dominate a game from that position. I think you've got to take him.
And we are visiting with, we're getting some perspectives on Jadeveon Clowney with Josh Kendall, who covers the South Carolina team for the state newspaper in Columbia, South Carolina. I want to ask you this. We've asked about the whole idea of the character or whatever and the skill that he possesses, but let's talk about the guy's technical understanding of the game and the different roles you can play as a defensive end. You could be an outside linebacker, whatever it is. How well does his skill translate to the various schemes in the NFL? And nobody does just one thing anymore. Does he have that versatility, do you think?
I don't think there's any question. I think that his best position, is a 4-3 defensive end. His first step, his initial burst, is unlike anything I've ever seen in person. And I've talked to people who have spent a lot of time around football, and they say it's unlike anything they've ever seen. So I think that is what is most unique about him, is his ability to get past you on the line of scrimmage right away. But he is athletic. I mean, he's a guy that was a running back in high school. He's just so athletically gifted that I don't think there's any question he can play outside linebacker. Physically, he can do whatever you need him to do. Will there be a learning curve? I don't think there's any question of that. Does his technique need to be cleaned up? Can he use his hands better? Does he need something to complement that swim move? No question. But, you know, coaches are coaches, and they're all in their heart of hearts, they all say, I can coach that guy up. And so physically, he can do it.
Did you get a sense from watching any of the people, any of the evaluators there, specifically maybe guys from the Houston Texans, that you know, any tips basically on how interested they were, the smiles, et cetera? I heard some reports of the Texans seeming very, very giddy and grinning that they were going to have the opportunity to draft this guy if they so choose.
I didn't see anything that I would describe as giddy, but they sent 8 people. They took him to dinner last night. The moment they blew the whistle on his final drill, Rick Smith and Bill O'Brien were standing there waiting to talk to him for about a minute and a half. So I certainly think they showed a ton of interest. That they look like a group to me that is doing a final vetting process on the guy that they're very interested in.
And then finally, I want to ask you about a couple other guys, because Clowney, we know he's going to go early. I have him. Maybe it's a little wishful thinking for the Browns falling to number 4 in my latest mock, because I think Bortles could go 1, Manziel could go to the Jags, and of course Greg Robinson to the Rams in the top 3 if he doesn't go number 1. It's possible, but maybe it's wishful thinking. Let me ask you about a couple other guys. We did Victor Hampton, the cornerback, and of course your quarterback, Connor Shaw. How do you project those two going to the next level?
I think Victor's a guy who can really play football. I don't think there's any question of that. He didn't run the time he wanted to at the combine, so he ran again today. Still, I don't think ran the time he wanted to. I think that he will, if not slip, not move up. But having said that, I think he will be a value pick around the 4th round because he can play football. His cover skills are really good. Connor Shaw, you know, I don't know enough about the translation from college to professional quarterback to be able to tell you. There are legitimate question marks about whether he can make that jump. I know he was a great college football player, a great college football quarterback, but does he have the ball velocity to be able to play at the NFL level? I'm not sure. Does he do a lot of things? Is he a great teammate? Could he catch on as a 3 or 2 guy and have a nice career? I think so, but, you know, I think he's one of those guys where everything's going to have to fall right for him.
Josh Kendall joining us, again, covers South Carolina for the state newspaper in Columbia. So, Josh, Steve Spurrier and the influence of this coaching staff in general for Clowney and his teammates who are NFL prospects, how do you see that program getting these guys ready for the NFL?
Well, I think that they do about as good a job as anybody. I think that, you know, we see a ton of SEC guys go to the NFL. I think that Alabama, which is considered a pro factory. If you look at some of those guys, you know, based on the overall numbers that they've got, some of those guys that they put in the NFL are underachieving, at least to the level that folks thought they would achieve. So I think that, and I'm not trying to diss what Alabama's done, but I think that South Carolina does as good a job as anybody. I think a lot of that and how much they do at the next level is an individual, you know, it's not so much of college getting them ready, but those individual guys and what they do with the opportunity.
All right. Josh, thank you so much. We really appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. We had good information there. Josh Kendall, again, covering South Carolina. Their pro day today featuring Jadeveon Clowney down in South Carolina. And we have got much more coming up for you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're going to get into your calls at 216-578-0850. You want to weigh in on our mock drafts. You want to weigh in on Jadeveon Clowney. You want to weigh in on anything Browns related. We want to talk with you. Stick around for more on ESPN 850 WKNR.